Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The legislation being considered, though, goes well beyond the Ryan budget because it also includes a requirement that both houses of Congress pass a balanced budget amendment before the debt limit can be raised. Now, first of all, this is basically holding the debt limit, the equivalent of holding the debt limit hostage to an extreme agenda.
Extreme agenda. There's National Economic Council Deputy Director Jason Furman. Sounds like a very exciting chap, doesn't he? Doesn't think much of the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act, which is scheduled to go to the House today. They don't like to have their wings clipped, apparently. That's the deal. Are you dissatisfied with the discussion of the debt, the budget discussion in general? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Let's take a little poll of our own here on the air and off the air. You can follow us on Facebook. Send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We'd like to know through the course of at least this half hour as we talk about the budget situation, whether you're satisfied with the discussion, the leadership, the ideas that have been put forth. What say you? 800-510-8255. And how charged up are you in listening to this discussion on lots of the local or national programs that have been discussing this? It's one of a couple of things that we'll try to get to in this hour as the talk radio review, the roundup of the, I guess we basically say the hot hits in talk radio as of today, present themselves. Talk radio, talk television. Here's a lead from Fox. Jenna Lee and Chris Steirwalt talk about the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act. If you don't know what it is, here's a pretty good explanation of it.
Where do we stand?
Well, where we stand is the Republicans doing their best to make it as hard for the president in the final 5 days that he's given himself to get a deal together. Now, he said that on Friday that there has to be a deal in place or he's going to start taking some more drastic measures in terms of how the Treasury operates, how the government pays its bills, things like that. But this week, what the Republicans are trying to do is first, in the House, they have a plan that they call cut, cap, and balance, which is a three-step process in which there would be deep, deep cuts now, that there would be caps on future spending, and then Congress would pass a balanced budget amendment and send it to the states. Now, that's not likely to get through the Senate, but what it does is create a floor for conservatives that they say they have a plan in place. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is over on the other side trying to throw the president a little bit of a lifeline to say, I will give you a compromise plan that gets the debt ceiling increased, but you're going to have to relitigate this and revisit this issue again and again before the election because I'm not going to let you off the hook. We're just going to give you a little bit of a bump. So it's a tough call for the president, and the Republicans are making it tougher by the day.
So a lot of political posturing. You still have this deadline, and you still have the question of votes. I mean, it's going to come down to that eventually, no matter what, Chris, right? So do any of the proposals that are out there right now, do any of them look like they would have enough votes to pass both houses?
Well, the Mitch McConnell proposal, if Democrats get desperate enough in the end to take the political risk of revisiting this issue over and over again between now and the presidential election, that one has a chance. But what it would require would be Democrats all getting together, holding their nose and voting for it. Because remember this, if all of the Democrats in the House band together to vote for something, then they only need 26 or so Republican votes, which John Boehner could probably deliver for a plan that was as politically punishing to the president as what McConnell's talking about.
All right, so let's get to the crux of the matter here. If you have not had the discussion about the cut, cap, and balance bill, if you haven't heard it, maybe that makes you more satisfied. But I do want to know whether or not you're satisfied or dissatisfied. Pick a word to describe your feelings about the debt talks as you listen from our affiliate WHBY in Appleton, Wisconsin, host Robbie Johnson talking to Senator Ron Johnson about this bill, the Cut, Cap, and Balance Bill.
Explain that bill.
Sure. This is one I co-sponsored in the Senate. I worked really hard for the last couple months working with House members, including Congressman Reed Ribbles, taking a real lead here. And to pass this piece of legislation, and it does what it says it's going to do. It actually cuts spending the first year. You know, real cuts, not the smoke and mirror stuff. Not draconian cuts, about 2% of the budget. We'll see where the House comes in terms of the number they set, but a real cut. Then it caps the growth in spending. All the time you're talking about, you know, you hear that we're going to cut $6 trillion. We're not cutting spending. We're cutting the growth in spending. Now, President Obama's budget would have taken our budget from $3.7 trillion up to about $5.7 trillion. The House budget goes from about 3.5 to about 4.7. That's what we're talking. We're talking about reducing the rate of growth so we don't bankrupt this nation. That's the statutory caps. You put those in place, you can either do it with higher dollars, or you can do it as a percentage of our economy, percentage GDP. That's the cap portion. The balance portion actually would give the president his request. We'd increase the debt ceiling, but only when the House and the Senate both pass a constitutional amendment that would limit the size of government and balance the budget. Basically, what we're saying is, hey, Mr. President, we'll give you that increase in the debt ceiling you're requesting. We're just asking you to let the American people decide if they want a constitutional limit to the size of government, if they want to enshrine in the Constitution the requirement to balance our budget over time. I think that's a pretty reasonable request. And I think now that we've gotten away from these negotiations because they were going nowhere because the president simply wasn't serious about them, but I'm hoping the House passes this next week and the American people will focus on this very common sense solution to the problem. There's nothing complicated about it, really. You know, again, the prioritizing spending is going to be hard, but setting the numbers to prevent the bankrupting of America is a pretty simple process. It should be pretty easy. And I think when we talk about that, when the American people see what we're proposing, I'm hoping they will start, they will let their voices be heard and they'll start putting pressure on the Democrats in the Senate and on this president to say, come on, be reasonable. They're giving you an increase in the debt ceiling. Just put a straitjacket on Washington.
All right, let's work over this a little bit. Common sense approach sounds pretty good. What do you think? 800-510-8255. That's from our affiliate WHBY, Senator Ron Johnson, on with Robbie Johnson. No relationship, at least that I know of. Cutting growth. You see, this is, he pointed out something that's very important. This is all about semantics, words, the cutting of spending that hasn't taken place yet. Some of these people who are more responsible want to cut what's being spent now. Where is the approach to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? I ask that question every day because I think it's part of the money message here. Satisfied or dissatisfied with the discussion, the talks, and where we are right now with spending? 800, if you were president, what would you spend and what would you cut? 800-510-8255. There are an interesting matchup here between Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. We'll talk about that in a moment here on The Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of 8 tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
800-510-8255. The dissatisfaction, is that the right word? Dissatisfaction quotient you may or may not have with the process here, how it compares to how you spend. You've heard the discussions of Mitch McConnell's idea. He's teaming up with Harry Reid for this proposal. Interesting combination. Here's the discussion of that.
This is the Reid-McConnell deal, not just the McConnell deal. It's being built by Democrats and Republicans alike. So help me out here. What do the Democrats actually see in it?
I think about the only thing one can see in it that's positive is averting the catastrophe that would come to the country if we did not extend the debt limit. As you know, if we failed to meet our obligations, if we failed to pay our bills, interest rates would spike, markets would crash. The economy would flounder. We would be in a very serious situation going forward. So about the only good thing it does is avert that kind of catastrophe.
But then what is when and I agree with you completely on the size and seriousness of the catastrophe of not raising the debt ceiling. But as Democrats look forward to future negotiations and even to the potential 12-man committee or 12-legislator committee that would end up deciding maybe the next bargain, don't they worry that Republicans will just pocket these spending cuts and then in the next round hold the line on taxes once again? And so the ultimate deal is not going to be 3-to-1 spending cuts as the Obama administration originally wanted, but something much, much, much more tilted towards spending cuts and much, much deeper spending cuts?
Yeah, that could well be the case. Look, I don't think it's attractive at all. My own view is to have a debt crisis and not do anything significant about the debt. And $1.5 trillion sounds like a lot of money, but you and I know, Ezra, that it does not change the trajectory that we are currently on. We are headed for a debt 250% of the gross domestic product of the country if we fail to take substantial action to deal with the debt threat. It also doesn't take any action to lift a weak economy. We are going through a recovery, but it is a weak recovery. One of the things that's needed, almost every bipartisan commission has concluded, is in the short term some additional lift, spending on infrastructure, for example, which I would strongly favor, and then pivot and deal with the debt threat.
Dealing with the debt threat. 800-510-8255. So far, you're telling me in the quick poll here you're more dissatisfied with this than not. There's a stalemate in Congress over the debt deal. Is this just another example of lack of political courage? What kind of courage is needed to repair the system? I was reading something that Bob Schieffer wrote from CBS about how in his years of covering Washington, he's never seen anything like this kind of consternation. And that's what it is. It is complete gridlock and lack of service on the part of these people who you elected. 800-510-8255. More on the McConnell plan up next on the Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. It's 800-510-8255.
I'm getting... The interest is waning in this, or is it just that you're disgusted with the process? Normally, by this time, I'd have 15 people waiting in line to get at this. It isn't... Well, this new wrinkle in it, the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act... is new. Members of this bipartisan group of senators have been working a long time to try to forge an agreement to make deep reductions in the debt. The plan is to cut trillions of dollars off the debt over the next 10 years. The former Gang of Six members reveal that they have a group of 40 to 50 senators on board. I think that happens today. Kent Conrad, the senator from North Dakota, and the chairman of the Budget Committee, says it's a comprehensive approach that reforms entitlements, reforms the revenue code, cuts spending, balanced, and is $3.6 to $3.7 trillion. We're going to ask people if they're interested in pursuing this. Here is radio host Bill Willis talking to Congressman Jim Renacci of Ohio, who doesn't think much of this plan, or at least parts of the plan, especially the part from Mr. McConnell.
I hate asking hypotheticals, but I almost have to talk about this thing hypothetically because it's all about legislation. And what you may be faced with, there's even some talk this morning of a plan maybe out of the Senate that would just give the president the ability himself to raise the debt ceiling in the future. What are you hearing about all this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk. And the plan, the McConnell plan, you know, I came to Washington to work, not to punt. I mean, we've kicked the can down the road far too long, and I believe Congress must, you know, we must continue to work until we find a solution that implements substantial spending cuts as part of any increase in the debt limit. So I believe we must remain focused on finding a solution and not kicking that can over to the president.
What's your sense as we talked this morning? I mean, last week there was some grandstanding, I think, on both sides back and forth.
Well, you know, Bill, I've said all along, we need a solution that's supposed to substantially reduce the spending and avoids default on the debt. Those are the two key issues. And right now it's all about politics, which I'm not used to. As I said, I came to Washington as a business owner, understanding you got to balance budgets. But we really have to get the politics out of the way, and we have to move forward. The business owners need certainty and predictability, and we are not giving them that today until we can come up with a solution here.
The deficit, I mean, just that you talk about business and numbers, the federal budget deficit on pace to break the $1 trillion mark for the third consecutive year. I mean, it just, over and over, we spend more than we take in Washington.
Yeah, and it's clearly, we have a spending problem in Washington, not a revenue problem, and we have to get our spending under control, and we got to work really hard. We got to quit the rhetoric, and we got to quit talking about, you know, the president came out, and now he's talking about tax hikes. But isn't it amazing, in November of last year, when the unemployment was 9%, he agreed that we shouldn't raise taxes for two more years. Now, 7 months later, we're talking about tax increases. If you want to really continue to bring no certainty and no predictability to this country or this economy or the business leaders, keep changing your mind every 6 or 7 months.
All right. Hey, finally, a quick question here about Congressman Boehner, leadership. I mean, this could be a pretty good test as far as votes and keeping the party, if you will, or conservatives maybe together on this.
Well, the good thing, Congressman Boehner is really leading here. He's letting people come up with solutions. On tomorrow, the House will vote on a cut, cap, and balance piece of legislation, which the, you know, many in the conservative ranks wants at least a vote. Whether it'll pass in the Senate, who knows, but at least the House is working to pass legislation to address the problem. We just have to hope that the Senate and the President act also.
Darrell, what's your read on this quickly?
Hey, good morning. Both parties complicit in it. It's an illusion.
So will the debt limit be raised or not?
It's going to be raised, but the fact that it's going to be raised is going to be raised on the terms of both parties. You know, we're going to end up getting shafted on this whole deal.
Yeah. What else is new? 28 past the hour. Thanks.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
It has everything you need to build the body of your dreams, to start the life of your dreams.
Start improving your body and life with Fitness Made Simple's New You Special, an exclusive offer only available by calling the toll-free number on this commercial, 1-800-717-0346.
I totally do.
It really works.
I was said it.
It really has changed my life.
You put it together. It worked for me. It could work for anybody.
Order the New You Special today and get fitness celebrity John Bezos' breakthrough new DVD featuring his best workouts for sculpting six-pack abs. Get John's new book, our best-selling fat-burning workout DVD, and the Fitness Made Simple motivational music CD, all for just $29.95. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Call 1-800-717-0346.
Change your body, change your life with Fitness Made Simple.
Call 1-800-717-0346 now.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
All right, let's get to the really fascinating stuff, right? The situation following Casey Anthony, or Casey Anthony following some circumstance. You've heard the story by now, probably, that Casey Anthony's attorney wanted to use her parents as media decoys at the jailhouse where she was released. The lawyer for Casey said, good idea. The lawyer for parents said, no. Not a good idea. The lawyer's name was Mark Lippman. He said that they refused a request to do that. So where is she now? Where has Casey gone? Here is Providence radio host Helen Glover talking to a couple of reporters about the release over the weekend.
Where is Casey Anthony? I know that's the big question. Did she actually leave the state of Florida, or is she still there, or...
We have no idea. She got into a car that was provided by her lawyer, and the car was seen driving into the basement parking lot of a lawyer's office building, and that was it. That's all we ever saw of her.
But what's this I hear about some Learjets that were taking? I know there's a lot of people that are intently watching her every move now that she is a free woman, and they said some Learjets had taken off around 3 a.m., I think, and they suspect that maybe
At one point it was a Learjet, another point it was a Cessna. It turns out it wasn't even her on the plane. It was a golf team. And the rumors are abounding.
Sure.
You know, there's talk that she went to Puerto Rico, where her lawyer has some connections. There's talk she went to Ohio, where the family's originally from. All this is conjecture. No one really knows where she is, and the lawyers are keeping it a pretty big secret.
I would say pretty smart for her to keep a very low profile right now, judging by the crowd that was outside when she was released.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. There are a lot of people that want her head on a stick. So,
yep.
And I think everyone recognizes that. So keeping her somewhat hidden is probably a very good thing.
All right, what's next for her now? I understand she's broke. Did I read that she's only got about $500 in her pocket? I guess she blew through the ABC News interview money that she got, about $200,000, but I guess that probably went to pay lawyers, and now she's got $500. So how in the world does Casey Anthony support herself on $500?
Well, her lawyer, Jose Baez, told Fox News that she's they're trying to work on a way where she can be self-supporting, but for right now she's being taken care of. How exactly that's being done, we don't know, but that they're trying to work with her so that she can be somewhat self-sufficient. All that we know is that her lawyer, Jose Baez, sent a text to the lawyer of her parents saying that she's safe.
And apparently the parents I kind of wish they'd have done this a little bit earlier, but am I correct? They've washed their hands of her for now?
I don't know if they've officially done that, but she did not go back to her parents' house. After she got out of jail. The Orlando Sentinel newspaper reports the parents would not want her there. No one has come forward and said anything about what their relationship is like now. So your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Casey Anthony in the focus, 800-510-8255. Back to single words that describe your feelings about her. She's not been spotted since her release from jail. But her civil attorney, Charles Green, says she is an emotional mess following the trial. How many people feel badly about that? Here's radio host Ray Appleton talking to former prosecuting attorney Fred Tease regarding the civil lawsuits that this lawyer has to deal with, focused on getting at Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony got out of jail. I was watching this happen, the drama unfold the other day. What day was it, Saturday or Sunday? Saturday? Anyhow.
I refuse to stay up to watch it.
but anyhow, she got out and obviously whisked away. What's life going to be for her now that she's free? I mean, does she have a chance at winning any kind of an appeal? What about the civil lawsuits that are going to be brought against her, and how are all of those going to play out?
I think she has a better chance of going to heaven than winning on her appeal. So that's the answer to your first question. I think the answer to your second question is I'd love to see these civil lawsuits play out and get a big judgment against her. Because if she gets a dime, some justice will be served if every ball that gets taken away from her. But at the end of the day, if the American public wants to dispense justice in this case, they make this woman and anybody who goes near her radioactive. You give her a dollar, you will have rewarded her for her conduct. And so, what should she do? She should crawl back under the rock she came from in the first place. What will she do? She'll stuff her face in the front of the national media and then bellyache about how she's not being left alone.
Interesting, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who would agree exactly with what you said. She probably... Well, there's two ways of looking at it. First of all, she probably could make a lot of money with this, but you're saying that this may not be the way for her to go. How many book deals do you think that she has already been presented with, or rights to television movies and or even feature length films? They've got to be out there. But you think these people should this should not be allowed? I think most people would agree with that.
Right, and so, interestingly, every state has what's called a lot of states have what's called a Son of Stan law. Pennsylvania has one. I know Florida has one. And it says you can't profit from criminal activity. Now, depending on how the law's written, arguably she was still found guilty of lying to police about where that little girl was. And so my attitude would be anything that she talks about where the little girl was or how she got there, is basically tainted and should be confiscated. But we'll see. I mean, ultimately, the guys who sued her for the search party, the nanny who sued her for slander and defamation, if they get big judgments, those judgments will sit out there till they're satisfied. How ironic would it be that the same justice system that let her go free would strip her of the fruits of that crime?
The fruits of the crime. So the lawyer, you know how the system works. Criminal cases, the OJ thing all over again. He was fined, $32 million? I don't think he ever paid any of it back to the Goldman family. But if he were to make any money on what he'd done, or allegedly done, then the money would go to the Goldmans. So is this proper? Sure it is. The civil proceedings involved discrete, narrow issues, her lawyer said. The issue in most of the lawsuits, not what happened to Kaylee, questions about whether she didn't tell the truth. She did tell the truth, whacking back and forth. Aye, aye, aye. That's captured the American attention, no question about that. Here's talk host Chip Franklin, who talked about Ms. Anthony and the over-the-top coverage of this. Oh, golly, what a surprise. The news media overreacts to something?
Apparently, and this is the weirdest part of this, Univision has a division that said they actually had contacted her about commenting as a special, I don't know what she would do. She would do something on air for Univision, which is Spanish. And as far as I know, she doesn't speak Spanish. She can barely speak English. The second thing is her lawyer says that we should respect the verdict. No, you don't have to respect the verdict. I can respect the system. I find the verdict reprehensible, unconscionable. I respect the jurors, but I don't respect the verdict. I respect the system. I respect justice. I don't respect the verdict. Anyway, this is the latest, again, Casey Anthony. What happened to her here?
It's been a full 24 hours since Casey Anthony's release. Did she dye her hair? Is she out of the country? Well, Jose Baez is not breaking attorney-client privilege, but he did speak his fears to Geraldo Rivera.
My greatest fear that people are not acknowledging the great sacrifice this jury made and the hard work they labored over to render a just verdict in this case, which I believe they did. They believe they did. And that's really all that matters.
First of all, that's not true. The jury doesn't believe it was a just verdict. If you talk to the jurors, the three jurors that have been interviewed said they thought that she did something. They just don't know exactly what she did, and they couldn't prove it.
But it doesn't seem like she's free on her own terms. There have been numerous threats to her life. According to her parents' attorney, she's out of the Orlando area, not once visiting them before leaving. But Mark Littman says they did ask for help escaping the spotlight.
It wanted to use my clients as decoys for the media, and I, of course, did not agree with that. Neither did my clients. One, it was risky at best, and two, just in my opinion, something that would not be beneficial to anybody.
But according to Littman, those plans didn't jive with him or Casey's parents, considering Jose Baez has blocked every attempt for the Anthonys to talk with their daughter.
Well, you know, I can't even fathom. Can you fathom that, having a daughter or son that would do a crime like that? Let me read you something that I wrote on Facebook and the reactions. I have 95 comments on this, and people went all over. And I think that what I'm about to say is controversial, and I'm not saying it for that sake. Here's what I wrote. It's possible that as Casey Anthony is released from prison, she is the most hated woman in America. It is not without a small bit of irony, however, that her release is both a tragic and a victory for that same America. We have a system of justice. Let me read again. We have a system of justice that should not be easy or trivialized as television often portrays. Convicting of someone of first-degree murder should never be a slam dunk. Casey Anthony's freedom is bitter medicine reminding us of our tremendous burden in this country.
All right. So where are you in all of this? From the headline news service, legal expert Ryan Smith appeared with the ladies on The View and talked about the repayment for the investigation and the prosecution. In other words, the legal system wants to get paid by Casey Anthony.
Is this normal procedure that they try to make someone they've incarcerated for 3 years pay for all the trial?
No, it's not normal.
So what is this?
You know what it is? I think it's this. They, at the beginning of the opening statements, the defense says, this is an accident. It was an accident all along.
Right.
And everybody held up their hands. They said, wait a second. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of hours, trying to find Kaylee Anthony.
And
now you tell me it's an accident.
And she knew where she was all the time.
All of this could have been avoided.
You were outside of the jail.
What was the whole atmosphere? Because there was a lot of protesters there when she came out.
Mm-hmm.
What was the atmosphere with these protesters?
Well, I wasn't outside the jail yesterday, but up until then, protesters are angry. They are focused on Kaylee. They want justice for Kaylee, and they felt like if this was always the situation, why not say something about that in the very beginning?
Yeah,
why did we have to go through all of this? And that really hurt people.
Well,
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATRON, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
All right, now we move on to the News Corporation scandal. Here's reporter Richard Liu talking to a correspondent in London about the latest there. The News Corporation seems to be in big trouble, as is Mr. Murdoch, apparently.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron, he has called for an emergency session of Parliament to brief lawmakers on the expanding investigation into the News Corporation's phone hacking scandal. Now, overnight, Rebecca Brooks was released on bail after being arrested. She's a former top lieutenant to media mogul Rupert Murdoch and a one-time editor of the now-defunct News of the World. And London's top cop has stepped down as well, feeling the heat over Scotland Yard's handling of the investigation. His assistant also resigned. NBC's Stephanie Gosk is following the latest developments from London for us.
Richard, in the last 24 hours, there have been two high-level resignations from Scotland Yard, including the police chief himself, Sir Paul Stevenson. He has resigned because he hired in 2009 a former editor of News of the World who was arrested last week. His deputy, John Yates, has resigned today after he was informed that he would be suspended while an investigation into Scotland Yard's investigation of this scandal was being conducted. John Yates is being criticized for, in 2009, not continuing to pursue an investigation into the phone hacking. All of this comes while their department continues to make arrests. On Sunday, they arrested Rebecca Brooks, a high-level executive, trusted executive of Rupert Murdoch. She was a former editor of News of the World herself. Her lawyer today said that this arrest took her by surprise, that she is not, that she says she is not guilty of any criminal wrongdoing, and that they held her for 9 hours yesterday without presenting her with formal allegations or with actual evidence of any wrongdoing.
All right, we'll get more of this in a matter of moments. News Corporation and the Murdoch brand is 51 after the hour.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the News Corporation is in the focus. Legal and financial troubles for Rupert Murdoch escalating. The showdown appearance before the House of Commons. Law enforcement sources saying the U.S. Justice Department officials have reached out to British law enforcement to review allegations relating to payments reportedly paid by News of the World to Scotland Yard police officers, and the domino is falling. John Yates, the deputy commissioner of the London Police, Scotland Yard, if you will, has resigned after facing criticism he did not properly investigate all these phone hacking allegations at the News of the World. So this thing is really, there's more than gossip to this, and there are a lot of people who think people who are not necessarily supporters of Rupert Murdoch would like to see him come down, mostly because he owns Fox, and a lot of people don't like Fox. Is that legit? It's an opinion. Here are other opinions from hosts Johnny Lee Walker and John Warren with Vicky Barker, who's a CBS reporter in London, about all of these allegations and the investigations.
The story goes that he's been tapping into phones of, well,
Well, it's not Rupert Murdoch personally. I don't think he sits around, you know, hacking into people's voicemails at all. But his now defunct News of the World tabloid, accused of hacking into thousands of different cell phone accounts. Now, for years we've known about these allegations, but they involved sports stars, celebrities, the occasional politician. The British people didn't really care. I think they figured those people are fair game for, you know, tabloid fodder. What changed things was the revelation that a News of the World hacker may have hacked into the cell phone of a murdered schoolgirl and then deleted messages, leading her parents to have the false hope that she might still be alive. Now, this happened about 8 years ago. They only learned this year, when the killer went on trial, that that had happened. And that really absolutely made the British people sit up and take notice and start making their politicians accountable to the fact that there'd been a very cozy relationship among politicians, high-ranking police officers, and members of Rupert Murdoch's media empire.
So today, Theresa May, she's the British Home Secretary. She's going to make some statements. Do we have any clue what she's going to say?
Statements not completely clear. We've got Rupert Murdoch, his son James, and the Murdoch protege Rebecca Brooks, another former News of the World editor and head of his News International arm. They're going to be grilled by British lawmakers tomorrow. Now, Brooks was arrested yesterday and questioned for 12 hours about allegations involving phone hacking and cash payouts to the police. I mean, Brooks had admitted before Parliament a couple of years ago that there had been cash payments. Nobody picked up on it at the time, even though it was a public statement. But in fact, if, as is alleged, News of the World reporters or editors approved cash payouts to police officers, serving police officers about confidential information relating to live investigations, two separate crimes have been committed. You know, the editors for paying what are effectively bribes, and of course the police officers for accepting them.
Now, just exactly how deep do we think this thing goes? It's really almost like an octopus. Every day is a couple of new arms we
got. The Murdoch media empire had connections with both leading parties in the UK, and we've now got the opposition leader saying that Prime Minister David Cameron's links to the disgraced former News of the World editor Andy Coulson mean that Cameron has been hamstrung, he says, in his attempts to get to the bottom of this.
Here we are. Host Ron and Don talking about the scandal and the death of a chief whistleblower. Listen to this.
Does it surprise you that Fox News is not talking about the fact that the whistleblower who blew this thing, and there's a number of whistleblowers in the hacking investigation that's going on across the pond. 10 people now have been arrested, including Rebecca, who started out as a secretary there 10 years ago. She became the CEO of his corporation over there. I don't know if you saw the picture of her house, her mansion, where
she isn't in bed for herself,
where she would have people come over with a wink and a nod, and maybe that's where the cash was being transferred. I don't know, but she had an amazing place and supposedly an amazing relationship with Rupert Murdoch. I'm just scratching my head. A lot of people, and I gotta give it to MSNBC and CNN and everyone else. When they're reporting this story, they're being pretty fair to Fox. They're not beating up Fox.
Balanced and unafraid.
And they're not beating up Rupert Murdoch. Now, who knows? Later today, maybe some of the talking heads will. But if the shoe was on the other foot, Fox News would be destroying MSNBC right now. And MSNBC isn't doing that.
All right. That was fair. Love, war, politics, and television journalism, such as it is. That's this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.